Our text for this fourth Sunday in Advent, also our family Christmas service, is written in Luke chapter 1 at verse 39. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." So far the reading. You may be seated. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, how many words do you suppose you see in a year? I mean, just watching TV, they don't rely just on images, you've got words. You drive down the road, you have words. You open up the paper, you have words. You hear words, you see words, 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 words. Somebody said that the problem of the 20th and 21st century is not that we lack information, but that we have to try to figure out how to make sense of it, how to select what's really important. And of course, there's also the question of how many of these words we can believe. I mean, you don't have to be just a convinced cynic to recognize that people are going to lie. They're going to misrepresent. They're going to mislead. And plenty of that misleading wordage is in the name of religion as well. I mean, I don't know how the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary exactly, but I've known people, words in the name of religion, they'll tell you that they heard God speak to them or that they were visited by an angel. It was obviously pure bunk. It was made up. Or, if not made up, at least they were dealing with some sort of subjective, personal experience on their own. In the case of Mary, though, and of Zechariah a few months earlier, it was not a subjective, mystical sort of religious experience. There was no question in their mind that they had been visited by an angel of the Lord. That wasn't the problem as to whether they had in fact been visited by an angel of the Lord. What had happened is that the words that had come to them from this angel were seemingly unbelievable. I mean, Zechariah had been told that his wife, old, barren, would bear a child. And Mary was told something even more unbelievable, she was told that she, a virgin, would conceive and would bear a son who will be called holy and would be called the Son of God. So both of these people were confronted with words, the words of God. Mary believed the message. Zechariah did later, but Mary heard and believed. Now, move ahead a few months to our text. Mary's in Judea. She's visiting Elizabeth. And the word of God comes again. We're told that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud cry in excitement that she would be visited by the mother of her Lord and our Lord. And speaking again the words of God, because she was speaking by the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit here, she said that there was a blessing upon Mary for something. You remember what it was? Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. The message of the Holy Spirit here included a blessing upon Mary because she believed the words of God given to her. She believed that those words, that promise, would be fulfilled. Now today, you will hear the words of God as well. They are the words of God because the Spirit of God inspired them of the prophets in the Old Testament, the apostles and evangelists in the New Testament. All Scripture, Paul wrote to Timothy, is breathed out, inspired by God. So the words that we will hear today from the Scriptures are in fact the words of God. And this is what the Bible says. The words which we speak, are not they the words which the Holy Ghost teaches? Speaking of the New Testament then. These are the words of God. The Bible claims to be the Word of God. Those words are written, we call that the internal evidence. There's external evidence as well. You can take a look at where the Bible came from. You can look at the prophecies contained in it, telling things that they couldn't have known were going to happen except by the inspiration of God. And then finally, of course, the conviction that this is the Word of God is something that the Holy Spirit himself works in the hearts of believers. So again, this morning you will hear the words of God. You will hear the promises of God. Blessed is Mary for believing that those words of God would be fulfilled. Blessed also are you in believing these words of God. With God's words in the mouths of the children and others, God himself will tell you of the calamity that sin has brought on the human race. The sin of Adam that doomed us to all be born alienated from God, and of course the sin of each of us because we were born sinners and so we have sinned. But these words of God also will tell us of the infinite grace and mercy that moved God to become one of us so that he could be our Redeemer, so that he could make satisfaction for the sins of all. He became one of us, incarnate. That's the fancy word that we use because it's precise. God came into the flesh and body of a human being. Jesus is God from eternity, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary. These are the words that were brought to Mary, and Elizabeth spoke God's own blessing upon her. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And now the same goes for you. For believing these words, you too are blessed. For Jesus himself said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Thanks be to God. Amen.